the towel, you know, mm-hmm. or
pick up
dish towel. Okay. What would you wash your face with?
Soap.
Well, the piece of the towel of the
oh the washcloth.
Okay. Would you call that maybe a wash rag also?
Yes, I would. A wash rag, yeah.
And then after you take, say you take a shower, what would you dry yourself with?
A towel.
The air are
when you turn on the water, say in the bathtub or in the sink, what does it come out of?
The spigot, the spout, the spigot.
Oh, what else? When do you turn on the
nozzle?
Sink?
No. When I turn on the sink, the water comes out of the tap thing.
Is there anything besides spigot you might use?
For work? Well, let me see. When I turn on the water,
okay, let's say you have an outdoor receptacle where you can get water. What would you call that?
Spigot.
And then if you're indoors, what would you call that, say over the sink or over the bathtub? What would you call that? Would you call that a spigot or maybe something else?
Probably something else. I think I would call that. Boy, it's really something because I don't generally go around thinking about outdoors. It would be spigot. I'm talking about the whole, the handle and the whole thing, right? Inside, it would be probably tap.
Would you maybe call it a faucet?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I would call.
Just didn't come to mind.
Okay.
Say it got cold. It might not happen in St. Pete, but other places. Mm-hmm. Not so cold.
Mm-hmm.
The pipes
freeze,
right? Well, if it gets too cold,
crack.
What might happen to them?
Break, bust, burst.
Water. The Arabs are.
Oil?
What do they ship their oil in besides the tankers? What is the... I mean, like, they might charge up to $8 a...
barrel.
Right. Have you ever heard of a unit of... when you might go to a general store, you might buy some lard, or you might buy some molasses or something. And say if for some reason your mother went to a general store and she comes back with some lard, she'll say, well, I bought a blank of lard, or a blank of molasses. Would you ever, some unit of measurement or some...
Yeah, let me think. Well, not metric, right? It wouldn't be metric measurement. It'd be probably in lard, I would think, in terms of... Well, see, now that's a volume, so it would be...
When
I
say
unit,
I mean just a lot, not...
I know, you mean like a bushel peck and all
that?
Yeah,
like okay, say I bought a...
Because they come in pails, or they come in, what's the term I want to use? It's...
When you bought it in fairly large quantities,
mm-hmm.
what did it come in?
A pail? Bucket? Like a... But I don't know the weight, how they if they're doing it by liquid volume, because... like lard can be.
Have you ever heard of a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
No, I never have. A stand. Now, somebody that buys that a lot would. I don't.
Okay. Say you want to get water into a bottle that might have a small nozzle, but you don't want to spill it all over the
funnel.
Use a funnel, right?
Funnel.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
No, but I'd funnel. I wouldn't call it.
What would you use to get your horses to go faster? What would you do?
Spurs.
Or something that maybe a coachman might use.
Whip.
Okay. Say you go to the grocery store and you buy your groceries. And to make it easier to carry, what might they put your groceries in?
Bag, sack.
Any kind of special kind?
Paper sack, brown paper bag.
Okay. Do you have any for like bag? You mentioned bag and sack. Do you have any type? Is there a difference between sack and bag? Would you like a sack would be something, a bag
would be... Yes, sack would definitely be a smaller...